The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is... I almost said this is a Stoic Jew. It's not the Stoic Jew. This is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog, Kol HaSharidim, on July 30th, 2021, entitled Simone Biles is My Hero. On July 28th, 2021, Simone Biles, one of the most accomplished gymnasts of our era, withdrew from the Tokyo Olympics. She alluded to her struggles on Instagram by posting, quote, "I truly do feel like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders at times. I know I brush it off and make it seem like pressure doesn't affect me, but damn, sometimes it's hard. Ha ha ha." End quote. That ha 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 might make it sound like it was no big deal, but later interviews showed that there were darker forces afoot. It was soon revealed that she withdrew for mental health reasons. The straw that broke the camel's back was her experiencing of the twisties, a psychological phenomenon which causes a gymnast to lose in-air awareness while performing twisting elements, which could prove fatal. Simone's attitude was humble yet realistic. Quote, "At the end of the day, I have to do what was right for me. It just sucks that this happened at the Olympic Games." End quote. You can't control when these things happen, but you can always make the decision to pause no matter what people say. To my mind, Simone exemplifies true gevura. Chazal teach, who is a gibor, who is a courageous person, one who conquers their inclination. And that's from Pirkei Avos 4:1. I've read a number of articles about the pressure Biles felt to perform while the spotlight of the world was on her. I don't know what was actually going on in her mind, but as a fellow type A personality, I suspect that the popular assessment is off base. Her courage was not expressed in standing up to the world, but in standing up to herself. Those who don't share this type of personality imagine that the pressure comes from the outside world. I can assure you, it comes from within. As Anne Lamott says, the task of dealing with this pressure is, quote, an inside job, end quote. I saw a chilling quotation from another interview with her. Quote, "This Olympic Games, I wanted it to be for myself when I came in, and I felt like I was still doing it for other people. So that just, like, hurts my heart, because doing what I love has been kind of taken away from me to please other people," end quote. When I heard this, it terrified me. I love what I do, day in and day out. I live for teaching. I have always been excited to go to work every day. And yet, I have recently come to realize how much pressure I put on myself. This pressure manifests as a need to please others, even if it's driven by internal forces and inner critics. It terrifies me to think of what would happen if I somehow slipped into a mode where I felt the need to teach in order to please other people. Such a life would be no life. Simone's withdrawal from the Olympics serves as a wake-up call for all personalities that are driven to go, go, go. She reminds us of a mantra I wrote for myself. You don't have to do anything, but you can't do everything. She reminds us that it doesn't matter what the stakes are or how many people are expecting you to perform or how much you yourself are invested in being the best. What matters most is you. I've been reading the book Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McEwen. He writes, quote, "Your obligation is to the highest point of contribution you can make. I think what happens a lot is that people get caught up in the idea that, can I do this thing? They pretend that there's nothing else going on in their life. The request comes in and they go, can I do this? Well, yes, I can do this. I know how to do this. I can make this happen. That's not life. That's non-essentialist junk. That's just rubbish. The question is, if I do this thing, what doesn't get done? What else gets pushed out?" End quote. In Simone's case, what might have gotten pushed out was her life. In other cases, it is the ability to live our lives, which is nearly as important. The moral of the story is, don't push yourself out of your own life. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbishnawash@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.